Good morning, grown folks. This is your hostess with the mostest, Donna Smith, on a wonderful, beautiful Thursday morning. I hope all of you guys are doing well. Thought I'd chime in and just kind of chop up some good morning conversation with you all and thoughts in the moment. And first of all, let me ask, where my coffee at? I smell the aroma. So anyway, back to the conversation at hand. I wanted to kind of reach out in regards to the heart. And, you know, it's really awesome. You know, one of the reasons I do my grown folk forum and
watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Oh, excuse me if you heard that. That's the navigator. I forgot to disconnect. But anyway, back to what I was saying. You know, as grown folks, we all have our stories and our life experiences and our wisdom and our pain to share. And now I got a telephone call. See, I got things going on right about now that wants to chime in the midst of me recording. So anyway,
continue straight for 25 minutes to exit 46A. State Route 24 West, Oakland, Lafayette.
Okay, go ahead on, girl. Do your thing. Tell me where to go. Okay, so back to what I was saying.
Watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Okay, vehicle shoulder ahead. You know, let me just stop for a minute and say this. One thing about these navigating systems, they really give you a lot of information to prepare you for things, and I think that's real good. You know, vehicle stopped ahead, a big hole in the road, the sky is falling, oops, there's the police, look out, put that drink down. I mean, they give you a lot of warnings, which could save a life, which could help you prepare for what's coming up, and perhaps you want to take the exit, you know, before that and get off. I mean, hey, I love you. Love you, navigating system. Okay, so back to what I was saying now. Hopefully no more interruptions. You know, I do my talk forums based on, you know, real life stuff. We as grown folks have lived some life and we have our triumphs and things we've been through, our pains, our joys, our happiness, our hurts, you know, everything. And the heart is a very sensitive organ in the body. Not only is it our main vessel to help us just get around and survive through our days. I mean, just like a car, if the engine broke down, there will be no movement. If the heart was ripped out or taken away or no more, there would be no life. So with that being said, you know, we seem to guard and protect our hearts from being hurt or from being taken advantage of or just toyed with. And then on the flip side of that, the joy that our heart is ignited with when we find love or when we feel warm about someone close, you know, good friendships and family. And there's all different degrees of love, but they all are going in the same direction and they all amount to the same equation, love. So with that being said, you know, I just needed to put this out here because I've been there, where I've been in a situation or maybe two where I have gotten my heart broken, and it's not a good thing. It's a terrible experience. It puts you in a way that you just want to shield and protect it, just like your children. If anything is done to them in any kind of way to bring them pain or discomfort, we want to protect and shield them. And it's the same thing with our heart. You know, it put me in a place where I just didn't want to, you know, put it out there no more. I didn't want to take a chance with giving it. I didn't want to, you know, even if somebody knocked on the door, I was like, no one's here. Sorry, wrong heart. So, you know, I went through that phase, and then I had to give myself time to heal. I had to give myself time to grow. And I took several years to just get in tune with myself, learn me, love me, become familiar with my likes, dislikes, wants, needs, desires, you know, to embrace the woman and the person that I am and to love her. And once I got to that stage, I became a little bit more unguarded, and my light shined in a way to gravitate towards those who were more worthy of not only being able to knock on the door of my heart, but to even partake in being included in my space, in my day. It gave me more insight about what I needed and what I didn't need. You know, it takes me no time to identify now at this point in my life what's not good for me. So I just needed to share that from the heart. If anybody out there is going through something in regards to the heart, just remember that you will get through what you're going through. It doesn't appear to feel that way in the moment, because pain is pain, and you know, you seem like you're stuck in quicksand. But trust me when I tell you, life will get better, things will get easier, and your blessings will overflow moving forward, and you'll sit up and say, wow, ha 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 ha, why was I even tripping? And then you may even want to thank the situation that broke your heart in the first place, because it allowed you to grow, to learn, and to be blessed by something that was even greater. Hey, yeah, that right there. I said it. Mm-hmm. So on that note, grown folks, that was your message of the day. I am going to scurry on down this road and get to where I gotta go. And I want each and every one of you to have a blessed, wonderful, and man, just hug somebody. Just go up to somebody and give them a hug and shake their hand. Give them a compliment. Tell them that they are the best in whatever. Just make them feel good. I'm gonna do that. Watch. On that note, have a great day, and I'll be at you soon, and I'll leave you with this. Be grown or be gone. This is your hostess with the mostest, Donna Smith, and I'll be talking to you soon. If you'd like to send me an email, please do so, dgrier12000@yahoo.com. I welcome your comments. I welcome your suggestions. Also, please join into our forum daily on Facebook. Take care, and you can find me there under Donna Smith. Bye-bye.